They try to fix him when they come. Did you see the two-headed baby they killed last month when they try to cut it apart? This is hilarious. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know what I... There was a two-headed... Well, there have been four in the last, like, year, all in Central America. I don't know what they put in the water, but I'm going down there because... But there were like four in a year, and they tried to separate them all. I think one survived. It's like, you know, one out of four they're good for, which still keeps you in the majors. But yeah. But the other ones, I understood why they cut it apart, because the other ones were the regular side-by-side Siamese twins, and we've all seen that. So yeah, sure, lop one of them off, but... Right? Yeah, it's attached at the sternum. Sure, cut them apart. It's a hack oddity. It's like having a bearded lady baby. Okay, we've seen it. Shave it. Go ahead. I don't. But this one was a special one. Does anyone know what the fuck I'm talking about? It had the second head growing out of the top of the bottom head. It's like a totem pole. It was like a townhouse head baby. It's a condo, and that's unprecedented. Keep that one around, douchebag. You don't try to scissor that one apart. I want to see that one grow. I'll get the Guinness Book World of Records again to see this one as a full-grown little lady, right? Come on. They had to cut it off, and this is why I understood, because they had to try to take the top one off. Well, I mean, obviously, you can't cut the bottom one off and move the top one down. That wouldn't work. But they said they had to move. They took off the top head because it was it had an underdeveloped brain. It had little formed eyes and lips, but it had an underdeveloped brain, and you can't do that to the low baby without its consent, right? I mean, I have friends who work with developmentally disabled people and on their own free will, and it's a really ambitious thing, and you gotta have a lot of heart to do that, but you can't just stick a kid with a retard that close to it your whole life just trying to go through your day as a... You know, just trying to read your Nancy Drew mysteries, and it's up there going, "Dad, Mom, I'm trying to read. It's drooling Cheerios on me, Mom. It's drooling Cheerios. Stop it. You can't do that to the kid, but I'm telling you, you know what? This club has some of the hottest waitresses you'll see in any club around here, and just let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. If I was upstairs at the bar and all of these waitresses were sitting along the bar, butt-ass naked, and a full-grown, two-headed girl baby walked into the bar for a cocktail, I would turn away from the naked girls and go straight to her like a bug light. Because that would be interesting. Fuck you, you... Yeah, oh, I'm sick, fuck. You wouldn't fuck. If a two-headed girl baby came into the bar and you're all alone sitting up there at last call, you're gonna tell me you wouldn't at least get a knobber in the toilet? Just to tell your friends you've finally had that menage a trois. Dude, they were twins, that's all I'm saying. They were twins. Fucking sisters. The retarded one, you mouth fucked a low-headed baby. You wouldn't fuck the you guys, and you'd have to do it in that 69 position with you on top, so that way your balls would muffle the mouth of the rubber-headed. Because you can't come when you're trying to concentrate. Hey, no, hey, well, I want a swing set, man, right? So you'd have to have the balls laying over. Ooh. At least till you jizzed in that. And you certainly couldn't get it in the orthodox kneeling position, because then Rubberhead's looking up at y'all wall-eyed. Hello! Do you like my sister? No! Of course I like your sister. Look down. That's what I need. I need a 44-hole, two-headed baby girl. That's the only way I can come.